Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:14, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Pensacola Right Now. Let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
The afternoon's kind of slipping by here. We now know it was a Honduran man who crashed into a barricade May 25th at NAS Pensacola. 34-year-old Moses Hernandez was charged in federal court with illegally entering a military property and resisting or impeding arrest by a federal officer. If convicted, Hernandez faces up to 18 months imprisonment and deportation from the U.S. The case involved a joint investigation by Homeland Security and the United States Navy.
And a second of your top three stories this afternoon, the draft version of the SRIA's 2026 budget is proposed to be approximately $6.3 million. That's a $2.1 million decrease from last year's budget. There are 11 infrastructure projects proposed, though, which is the same number of projects that were included last year. Locals will begin to see multiple infrastructure projects get underway after the summer peak tourism season is over.
Okay, third story. Officials at Pensacola International have launched a new live shuttle tracker. Travelers will now be able to track airport parking shuttles in real time from their phones. The new system can be accessed through the airport's website as well. The shuttles arrive on average every 7 minutes from lots 1, 2, and 3, 6:15. It's time for Austin Price. He has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we'll get a few local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, not too much going on the roads here. Did have some backups on the Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 84 degrees right now. Low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see some decent rain chances. The high will be 86 and the low will be 74.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, REAP's Maxwell Respite Center, looking to close its doors real soon. Executive Director Vince Wibbs Jr. says the program and the more than 80 people who are currently staying there must be out by June 30th. The center offers people experiencing homelessness a place to stay while they get back on their feet.
And Escambia County moving to change the wording in at least 23 ordinances from Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. The Board of County Commissioners will vote on authorizing a public hearing to discuss these changes on Thursday. The change follows an executive order from the governor who recently signed legislation to officially recognize the Gulf of America name. The Board of Commissioners will take up the change, of course, at Thursday's meeting. And the county recently spent about $2,600 changing the name on the iconic sailfish sign in Gulf Breeze.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Mayor Reeves thanking first responders and city employees for their hard work in keeping the Fiesta Parade on track last Friday.
Putting on a parade is quite a lift, especially now with our enhanced security measures for this year. Thank you to all the city crews, and it's not just police and fire, it's the Sheriff's Department, Chip and his team helping us, as well as our Public Works team and Parks and Rec, and everybody's really all hands to make these things happen.
Of course, that's Mayor Reeves. He says police had uncontrollable circumstances pop up just before the start of the parade, but kept things on track. Officers had to clear a pedestrian accident on the parade route just before it was closed to traffic, and also had to respond to a shooting at the Pensacola Village Apartments only 30 minutes before the parades actually got underway.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is asking the public to report wild turkey sightings through August 31st. The FWC wants to track hen, gobblers, and poults, newly hatched turkeys, as part of a statewide summer survey. The data helps biologists monitor nesting success and turkey population trends across the state. To report a sighting, you can visit myfwc.com/turkey survey.
News Radio 92.3, as Florida lawmakers begin their budget talks, they got them underway. This morning, Speaker of the House Daniel Perez says one stumbling block was the magnitude of spending cuts.
The House wanted to cut the budget significantly more than either the Senate or the governor. How we cut the budget is something that maybe we may have had difference of opinions, but we were all under the understanding that as long as we cut the budget, how we do it didn't matter.
And an investigation is underway after disturbing photos surfaced showing decapitated animals on a beach in the Tampa Bay area. The images appear to show at least 20 chickens and a goat, but deputies say that no remains were found when they arrived at Gandy Beach in Pinellas County. The sheriff's office is looking into the incident.
New law makes it easier to kick out squatters in Florida. Governor DeSantis signed an anti-squatting bill into law on Monday. Senate Bill 322 makes it easier for commercial property owners to regain possession of their property by quickly removing those with no authority to stay there. In fact, this was the topic of discussion between Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and our very own Andrew McKay during Pensacola Morning News this morning.
We will side on the owners, with the owners, mm-hmm. In these types of situations. So, because again, you can't just take someone's property because you're just sitting there and you refuse to leave. And we get calls like this all the time.
Yeah.
And it does make it easier. So things are getting a little bit better on that regard. But there is a requirement on the owner that they provide this affidavit that they don't have that type of a agreement.
All right, 6:20 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you. Some of the hardest hitting headlines spanning across your entire country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, let me just give you the numbers. That if you're buying or selling a home, you're going to need these numbers. They're just released a little bit before we came on the air today. Mortgage rates holding steady this afternoon, still slightly below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.96%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is around 6.23%. Stocks ending up today, pulling closer to record highs. Hillary Barsky has the report.
The major average is ending higher as investors eagerly await more updates on tariffs. Tech was the best performing sector, which boosted the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has now turned positive for the year. Chipmakers gained with NVIDIA leading the charge. Its stock popped nearly 3% as Wall Street firm Jefferies added the AI darling to its list of highest conviction picks. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, and Amazon. The Dow rising 214 points, the NASDAQ higher by 156, S&P 500 up 34. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Not much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. Do have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but it pales in comparison to what we were dealing with earlier, so I'm sure we'll take it for now. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, got some decent rain chances. High is going to be 86 with a low of 74.
Yeah, pop-up shower chances tomorrow. That's kind of the verbiage that we're seeing around with a lot of the local meteorologist. So yeah, you're going to see some rain probably pop up.
Yeah,
geographically speaking here. And speaking of the local forecast, nice snapshot there. Let's go to the national picture. Federal agencies are prepared for hurricane season. Trump administration says they're ready to go. Here's Jared Halpern.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and FEMA leadership are all over hurricane season, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says.
They are committed to ensuring that federal resources and tax dollars are there for Americans in need.
But Leavitt warns President Trump won't allow states to make bad budget decisions.
We want to see states be responsible with their tax dollars to do as much as they possibly can, and then the president will deeply and thoughtfully consider any requests for federal aid that come to his desk.
Acting FEMA chief David Richardson is facing criticism for telling employees he did not know there was a hurricane season. An agency spokesperson says the administrator was making a joke. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Boy, I sure hope he was making a joke. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering a Navy ship named after gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk to be renamed. That's according to multiple reports. The USNS Harvey Milk was launched in 2021, and it's set to officially be renamed later this month. The last ships to be renamed were in 2023 under a recommendation of a congressional commission created to review names tied to the Confederacy.
627. News Radio 92.3. Pair of police officers in Georgia's Fulton County stepping in to save a life. Way to go, guys in blue. Here's CJ Papa.
Body camera footage from the Sandy Springs Police Department released Monday shows a dramatic rescue from March 11th. The 9-month-old baby was choking on a pistachio, turning blue from not breathing.
Come on, buddy.
Footage shows Sergeant William Nelson and Officer Jordan Innes grabbing and turning the baby face down and tapping it on its back. A life-saving maneuver used for infants who are too young for the Heimlich. Their critical maneuver let the baby take shallow breaths before firefighters arrived at the scene.
He's coming out. He's breathing.
The baby rushed to a hospital for surgery to remove the pistachio. CJ Papa, Fox News.
My goodness. And Speaker Mike Johnson says Elon Musk's criticism of the Republican Party's massive tax cuts and spending bill is very disappointing and terribly wrong. Johnson shared that he spoke with the tech billionaire on Monday and told reporters that Elon is missing it, but noted that it's not personal. Musk's criticism also came days after his White House departure and as President Trump works to get the package enacted by the party's self-imposed July 4th deadline.
You'll hear about the auto pin coming up a lot. In the next few days here, the Department of Justice investigating the competency of former President Biden during his final days in office with a focus on the pardons issued before he left that were signed with an auto pin. Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
In this case, the focus is on the mental presence of a president. The Justice Department right now probing a list of pardons that President Biden made in his final weeks in office. Reuters reports that the DOJ is reviewing whether Biden, quote, was competent and whether others were taking advantage of him through use of auto pen or other means. Now, Reuters continues that the investigation is centering around the preemptive pardons issued to family members. That would include his sister Valerie, his brother Frank, his brother James, and his wife Sarah, as well as the 37 federal death row inmates who had their sentences downgraded to life in prison. Republicans feel that there are some names on those lists there that the president was simply in the dark on.
And smoke from Canadian wildfires is blanketing parts of the U.S. According to the Air Quality Index, parts of Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are at the most risk for unhealthy air. Other states that could see smoke include Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Comes as around 200 fires are burning in Canada currently. And Chris, you had mentioned earlier this afternoon, the fire or the smoke had spread so far that even parts of North Florida.
North Florida, absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, and it's going to engulf the state by this weekend. So I know you have a lot of local meteorologists here calling it a haze. No, this is the smoke moving into the area from the wildfires, and now we're getting the smoke from the Saharan Desert. So it is
tough break.
It really is, especially if you have respiratory issues.
Yeah.
So be extra careful for outdoor length of time outdoors coming up. Ukraine says it's damaged the crucial Kerch Bridge, which links Russia to Crimea. Here's the latest.
Some 2,400 pounds of explosive was detonated underwater near the foundations of the bridge, causing damage and halting traffic for a time. Ukraine also hitting power substations in Russian-occupied territory, knocking out electricity for 700,000 across two regions. Meanwhile, Russian drone and airstrikes on civilian targets across Ukraine continue, leaving dozens killed and injured overnight. And more details are emerging about that surprise Ukrainian drone attack over the weekend on Russian military air bases. U.S. intelligence officials now reportedly say some 20 long-range strategic bombers were destroyed, experts calling it a major blow to Russian air power, crucial in the Ukraine war. Greg Palcott, Fox News.
Kinz has more.
The director of ICE, Todd Lyons, confirming to Fox News that the wife and all five kids of the Boulder terror suspect have been arrested by ICE and are now in federal custody, being questioned and processed potentially for expedited removal.
Egyptian national Mohammed Salaman is accused of using Molotov cocktails and a makeshift flamethrower to attack pro-Israeli demonstrators on Sunday. Republicans are weighing in after Elon Musk came out in full force against the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill, calling it a disgusting abomination. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
For him to come out and pan the whole bill is to me just very disappointing, very surprising.
Musk's comments come just days after he announced he's stepping away from the Department of Government Efficiency. America's listening, Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this major foreign policy address that Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, gave in Singapore over the weekend. Very interesting statements about what China's doing, what the United States is doing, and if we are, as many people think, on the verge of war, huge news we ought to be paying attention to. We also talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Sam Abel from the City of Gulf Breeze about what they did at City Council last night. You can find all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, we now know it was a Honduran man who crashed into a barricade on May 25th at NAS Pensacola. 34-year-old Moses Hernandez was charged in federal court with illegally entering a military property and resisting or impeding arrest by a federal officer. If he's convicted, Hernandez faces up to 18 months imprisonment and deportation from the U.S. The case involved a joint investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the U.S. Navy.
Okay, number two, the draft version of the SRIA's 2026 budget proposed to be approximately $6.3 million, $2.1 million decrease from last year's budget. There's 11 infrastructure projects proposed, which, by the way, is the same number of projects that were included in the 2024 budget. Locals begin to see multiple infrastructure projects getting underway after the summer peak tourism season is finished and over.
And your last top story this afternoon, officials at Pensacola International have launched a new live shuttle tracker. Travelers will now be able to track airport parking shuttles in real time from their phones. The new system can also be accessed through the airport website. The shuttles arrive on average every 7 minutes from lots 1, 2, and 3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Alvarez hits one out to right field, chasing Hernandez back. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. And the Mets go back in front in the 10th. It's 3-2. And he pulls that one over the bag. That's a fair ball. It bounces off the sidewall. And the Mets have a two-run lead in the 10th.
On SNY, the Mets took a two-run lead into the bottom of the 10th against the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Bouncing back base in right field. Hernandez will come in to score. 4-3.
On the ground, back to Buteau. He's got it.
On SNY, the Mets held off the Dodgers in 10 innings, 4-3. Not the only game in California that went to extra innings Monday.
A hard hit liner caught by Arise, and the ball game is over. Padres, a 10-inning, 1-0 win over the San Francisco Giants.
On NBC Sports Bay Area, the Padres beat the Giants 1-0 on Jose Iglesias' sacrifice fly in the 10th inning. The Colorado Rockies got back in the win column Monday, beat the Marlins in South Florida 6-4. Two home runs by Hunter Goodman. Colorado's record now 10-50. The Rockies ended their fourth losing streak of at least 8 games this season. Two home runs by Hunter Goodman for the worst team in the majors. Three home runs by Kerry Carpenter for the best team in baseball. The Detroit Tigers. Carpenter smashed wood against ball 3 times in the Tigers' 13-1 whitewashing of the White Sox. Detroit is 40-21. Mike Trout continues his strong pace since he came off the injured list Monday after he was out a month with a bruised knee. Trout had a second 3-hit game since Friday, blasted the longest home run this year at Fenway Park, 454 feet, helped the Angels beat the Red Sox 7-6. Other winners on the diamond Monday, the Twins and the Brewers. The American League East leading Yankees expect to be without their closer, Luke Weaver, for 4 to 6 weeks. Weaver has a hamstring injury. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And one-time NFL champion Jim Marshall is dead after a long hospitalization at 87 years old. His former team, the Minnesota Vikings, announced the news on social media. He spent 19 of his 20 professional seasons with Minnesota from 1961 to 1979. He's a member of the franchise's Ring of Honor and has his jersey number 70 retired.
637, News Radio 92.3. The Knicks making a leadership change. They had a pretty darn good season, too.
They did, yeah.
It surprised me. Joe Morgan has the details.
The New York Knicks are coming off their most successful season in 25 years, but it wasn't enough for head coach Tom Thibodeau to keep his job. The Knicks fired Thibodeau on Tuesday, 3 days after the Knicks were eliminated by the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Under Thibodeau, the Knicks made the postseason in 4 of 5 years and had consecutive 50-win seasons for the first time since the 1990s. The Knicks made several big moves last summer and fall prior to the season, trading for forward Mikal Bridges and All-Star Karl Anthony Towns. Thibodeau was scheduled to begin a 3-year contract extension next year that had previously been agreed to. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, I've seen some justification, I think, of this move, and I've been talking to a buddy of mine about it. The problem is, if you are going toe-to-toe with an opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals and you're a franchise that hasn't won anything in over 50 years, beggars can't really be choosers. I wouldn't try to fix it if it's not broken. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. New report claims to have leaked documents with details about a controversial boxer in last summer's Olympic Games in Paris. Jonathan Hunt in Los Angeles this afternoon.
The testing of gold medal winner Imani Khalif from Algeria was already known and already much debated. What's new here is a sports website publishing what it claims are documents from that alleged testing. Now, we cannot independently confirm the veracity of those documents, but according to 3Wire Sports, they come from an accredited lab in India and conclude that the findings on Khalif are abnormal and say chromosome analysis reveals male karyotype, a reference to a person's complete set of chromosomes.
And schools in California have gotten a warning for allowing transgender athletes competing in girls' sports. You heard some about this earlier this week. The Department of Justice sent a letter to school districts saying that in order to avoid legal trouble, they need to enforce Trump's executive order banning trans athletes from girls' sports. The State Department of Education had no direct comment on the DOJ's letter, but says that they will be sending out guidance to districts across the state.
A Pennsylvania native doing his state pretty proud by becoming the cover of one of the top-selling yearly sports games. Here's the facts and details on who we're talking about.
Number 26 of the Philadelphia Eagles, Saquon Barkley, doing his home state of Pennsylvania proud. Growing up in the state, attending college there, and playing pro ball isn't enough for the running back. He also made the cover of EA Sports Madden NFL 26, doing a recreation of his infamous reverse hurdle against the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2024. At least in the standard edition, another cover will show him glancing through his visor. He says in a statement, "I can't wait to hit the field again to give Madden players more highlight reel moments in Madden NFL 26. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Tom Thibodeau's out as Knicks head coach, and Kool-Aid team president Leon Rose thought Tibbs reached his apex in New York. But let's first acknowledge that Thibodeau was a really good coach for New York as he helped restore the franchise by making the playoffs in 4 out of 5 seasons, having back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995, and also making the conference finals for the first time since 2000. And now wherever the next coach is, and my guess is Johnny Bryant, will be taking over a very good situation and will be in championship or bust mode. I'm Zach Gelb.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Here's today's health news.
Yeah, nice afternoon going for us. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, updating its advice for international travelers on protecting against the measles. Here's the latest.
The CDC now says Americans should be vaccinated against measles no matter where they're traveling. The travel notice acknowledges that people are not just being exposed to measles in countries where it's spreading, but also on planes and during travel. The travel notice advises 2 doses for all Americans ages 1 or older. An early dose is advised for traveling infants ages 6 to 11 months. The U.S. has seen more than 1,000 measles cases so far this year. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
And speaking of illnesses, more people are cooking at home since the COVID-19 pandemic. The soup company Campbell's, who also makes V8 and Pepper Ridge Farms, has seen an increase in sales of their meals and beverages across different income levels. New data shows many consumers are worried about the economy. In an April survey by The Economist and YouGov, nearly half of respondents describe the economy as poor, with 53% believing it is getting worse.
You know, Starbucks is going to love this story. The key to healthy aging women, what could it be? Coffee. Tom Rigetti has this report for this one.
Coffee has been found to help women stay healthy as they age. That's according to new research from Harvard University, which followed a group of nearly 50,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study for a 30-year period. The research found that drinking an average of 315 milligrams of caffeine daily from coffee every morning could help women stay mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Healthy aging meant surviving to older age without major chronic diseases
and with good physical, mental, and cognitive function. The American Society of Nutrition says decaf coffee and tea did not have the same effect. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Okay, the Food and Drug Administration is elevating a recent tomato recall due to the risk of salmonella contamination. Tanya J. Powers has the latest.
The FDA has marked the tomato recall as a class one, meaning there is a risk of, quote, serious adverse health consequences or death. It was first announced on May 2nd by the distributor, Williams Farms Repack, after they were notified that there was a risk of salmonella contamination. The tomato recall affects 9 package sizes sold to wholesalers and distributors in Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina between April 23rd and 28th under the H&M Farm label. While it's not likely that consumers will have the fresh tomatoes from the recalled batch, they could have used them in food that was frozen. The FDA says the bacteria can survive for weeks in dry environments and months in wet ones, such as the freezer. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
I sure am. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. The only spot we've been covering is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared out. We do have an accident reported on Highway 90 traveling westbound in front of the Walmart Supercenter, causing some backups in that general area, but it's not causing much congestion. So, I guess just keep it in mind. As for the weather locally, 84 degrees, low of 75. Tomorrow is going to have some decent weather chances, about a 60% chance through your Wednesday, high of 86, low of 74.
All right, there you go. That's a nice snapshot locally. Let's go nationally. The Central Plains bracing for severe weather as parts of the Midwest are expecting high temps. Fox's meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
An active weather pattern gets underway as a strong cold front is moving from the central United States today, bringing a risk of severe storms across parts of eastern Kansas, Missouri, and southern Illinois. Damaging winds and hail are the main threats, with scattered storms expected in the evening hours. In the Midwest and Chicago, it's hot and windy, with highs in the mid-80s and gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Further north, cooler air is settling in behind the front, with temperatures in the 60s and 70s across the northern plains. In the south, humid and unsettled weather continues to dominate. Expect scattered storms from the Gulf Coast to the southeast. And out west, flash flood watches are posted for parts of central and southern Utah due to isolated downpours. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Meta has signed a 20-year agreement to buy nuclear power from Constellation Energy. Starting in a few years, June 2027, Meta will buy roughly 1.1 gigawatts of energy from Constellation's Clinton Clean Energy Center in Illinois, which is the entire output from that site. Dollar General's shares surged by 15% today after the discount retailer raised its full-year forecast after beating both first-quarter expectations for earnings and revenue. Their CEO says the company is working to reduce its exposure to China and minimize price increases for customers. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 0.5 to 0.8%. U.S. crude oil futures for July are down slightly currently, but they're sitting just above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, student loan borrowers are not at risk of having Social Security benefits garnished if in default. This will make a few people happy. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Nearly half a million Americans 62 years or older with student loans are in default, according to a federal agency. But the Department of Education says Social Security payments will not be garnished for those borrowers. A spokesperson for the department says the Trump administration is committed to protecting Social Security recipients who oftentimes rely on a fixed income. The administration restarted student loan collections last month following a years-long pause put in place during the COVID pandemic. The government has said it could garnish wages and tax refunds for those in default. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And North Macedonia says it will abolish all tariffs on imported U.S. goods. Officials made the announcement yesterday in an effort to have President Trump adopt the same trade measure. Trump hit the country with a 33% tariff on exported goods in early May, but promised to reciprocate on lower rates with countries that secured a deal with the White House. The move by North Macedonian leaders comes days after the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
6:48 News Radio 92.3. Bands on the beach getting underway in about 12 minutes or so on the island. You still have time to get over there. And enjoy yourself. It should be a great night of music. New York Times reporting this afternoon that the FTC is investigating ad groups and watchdogs to see if they coordinated boycotts online, which would have been a violation of antitrust laws. Lydia Hugh has the latest.
The FTC wants to know whether these groups coordinated boycotts against platforms like X because they didn't want their content to appear alongside content that these groups deem to be hateful. Media Matters is among the groups under investigation. You may have heard of them before. And interestingly, they're separately being sued by Elon Musk over claims that Media Matters tried to damage X's relationship with advertisers. Well, Media Matters denies that allegation, but now the FTC is putting Media Matters and other groups squarely in the crosshairs, demanding that those groups turn over their budgets, their communications, and also documents that show how online content that they deemed harmful actually impacted them.
And Alaska Airlines set to begin flights to Europe next year. The Seattle-based carrier plans to launch nonstop service four times a week to Rome starting in May. Tickets will go on sale this fall, with Alaska planning to add another other long-haul destinations in the future. The company plans to use Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner jets, which are now part of its combined fleet following its merger with Hawaiian Airlines.
Yeah, now they're going to really have a long flight on their hands. Anchorage to where are they going? To Rome, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds pretty terrible.
It is a long flight. The Trump administration calling for countries to make trade deal offers. Edward Lawrence is at the White House this afternoon with more.
The letters went out. We don't have an exact list of which countries actually got the letters. We know it went to multiple countries. Deals are very close with India, Japan, Vietnam. Now, the U.S. Trade Representative, Jamison Greer, he says that countries are still negotiating as if the reciprocal tariffs will snap back automatically on July 9th. Now, the Treasury Secretary is saying that China, that is a separate issue. Language from the Chinese now becoming more bold and pointed. The China Foreign Ministry spokesperson accusing the U.S. of lying that it broke the Geneva Agreement, saying, pressuring and coercion are not the right way to engage China. We call on the U.S. to respect the facts, stop spreading disinformation, reverse the wrongdoings, and act to uphold the consensus.
Okay, we're talking about trade and developing partners, economic tensions still rising between the U.S. and China. Here is the latest from Fox.
Over the weekend, administration officials sounded optimistic the two leaders will have a productive conversation, but there are big gaps between these two sides. The U.S. says China is holding back items that they were supposed to release under that 90-day tariff pause last month. These products include rare earth minerals, and that is a problem for the administration because those minerals can be used in anything from cars to fighter jets, and China processes about 90% of the global supply. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt now saying in a new statement, at the direction of President Trump, the administration is aggressively moving to onshore critical supply chains, including the production of magnets in the United States. But China says it's the U.S. that's violating the agreement.
Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.655 Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price sliding in here, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, luckily not too much to report on. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we did have some minor backups on Highway 90. If you were traveling westbound, passing the Walmart Supercenter, there was an accident reported near that area, but it's seemingly not causing you any issues at this time. So there's some good news for you. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 75 tonight. About a 20% chance of showers. The showers are going to bleed into and increase on Wednesday, where the high will be 85 and the low will be 74.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of his name come this fall, along with Kelsey and the team there, Swift and Kelsey team. Taylor Swift's back in the news here. Her music streams are climbing after repurchasing her master recordings recently. Michelle Polino has the details.
Taylor Swift's old albums are surging after she officially regained ownership of her first six records in a major catalog deal last week. Spotify reports that streams of Swift's original Big Machine era albums more than doubled on Friday compared to their average daily streams in April. That includes Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, and Reputation. The spike came just hours after Swift announced the deal, which finally reunites her with the rights to her early work. Fans flooded social media in response, driving up streams across the catalog. Swift has been vocal for years about her fight to control her masters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And big names are taking part in this year's iHeartRadio Festival lineup. Ed Sheeran, Lil Wayne, Mariah Carey, and Tate McRae will all be hitting the stage in Las Vegas later this summer. Also on the lineup are Maroon 5, Glorilla, Tim McGraw, and Jelly Roll. This year's festival will take place September 19th and 20th at the T-Mobile Arena. Ticket pre-sales start Wednesday with the public on sale set for Friday.
Okay, U.S. diplomats in Mexico warning about Americans in that country being kidnapped and connecting it to online dating. Here's Grinnell Scott.
A new security alert issued Monday warns about kidnappings at popular travel destinations Puerto Vallarta and Nuevo Nayarit. American embassy officials say a dating app is linked to the kidnappings but did not specify which one. The U.S. Consulate General is telling citizens traveling in Mexico to be aware of attempts to extort money from them and to watch for any new State Department travel advisories. In light of the crime, the Mexican state of Jalisco, where Puerto Vallarta is located, is under a Level 3 advisory urging travelers to reconsider plans. The state of Nayarit is a Level 2, urging caution. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a movie about the late celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain is being filmed in Massachusetts this week. Bourdain was known for showcasing restaurants around the world, and he was a dishwasher at the Lobster Pot in Provincetown back in the 70s.
Nice.
Yeah, so
nice.
Some humble beginnings there. The film stars Dominic Sessa, or at least that's how I'm going to say it, as a young Bourdain. But yeah, great life, great legacy there.
Okay, good story here. A well-known restaurant chain that started in Los Angeles' parking lots completes a Hollywood-like story as it sold for a fortune. So I made a bundle of bucks on this one. Kevin Urinsky has the details.
Dave's Hot Chicken was started by several childhood friends as a pop-up in an L.A. parking lot just 8 years ago. It grew into a franchise with more than 400 worldwide restaurants, and Monday the business was sold to Roark Capital in a deal worth $1 billion. The friends who started the company will continue in their roles, including menu innovation, food quality, and marketing. Roark Capital has $40 billion in equity and backs two holding companies that own several chains, including Arby's, Dunkin', Jimmy John's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Carvel. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
CDC updating its travel warnings for measles. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently updating its advisory on measles as cases expand in the U.S. Instead of listing some high-risk countries for measles, the CDC is now simply warning it's an ongoing risk around the world. The health agency advising all international travelers to be fully vaccinated against the highly contagious virus with the measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine at least 2 weeks before flying. The CDC says likely places for spreading are in airports, train stations, or in large public areas or events. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, hope you have a great night, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Just want to leave you with this one story. Pensacola dropping 135 spots in U.S. News and World Report's Best Place to Live list.
Ouch.
What a drop here. Pensacola ranked number 166 on that list after appearing number 31 in 2024, it was also ranked as the 17th best place to retire, 8th best place to live in Florida.
You don't think we had to do with that, do you?
No, that wraps it for Austin and myself. Chris Bryan, we'll be back tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.